Leading our journey today is Father Ted Dusinski, Vicar General, Chancellor, Moderator of the Curia for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana, and Rector Pastor of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Catholic Church.
Welcome back, dear friends, to our 40 Days and 40 Nights Lenten Journey. Today, we turn our hearts to the comforting words of Psalm 145, a psalm that sings of God's gracious and merciful nature. Before we dive into the psalm, I want to share a little story. As a priest, I've had the privilege of witnessing God's mercy in action countless times. One particular instance comes to mind. I was called to the hospital to visit a man who was gravely ill. He had lived a life far from the church, and he was filled with regret and fear. He confessed to me his deep sense of unworthiness, his feeling that he was too far gone for God's forgiveness. I listened, and then I shared with him the words of Psalm 145. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. I reminded him that God's mercy is not limited by our past mistakes. I offered him the sacrament of reconciliation. I immediately saw a profound transformation. The fear in his eyes was replaced with a sense of peace, a quiet acceptance of God's love. It was a powerful reminder to me and to him that no one is beyond the reach of God's mercy. That's what Psalm 145 reminds us. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. During Lent, we often focus on our shortcomings, our sins, our need for repentance. This is necessary, of course, but it's equally important to remember that God doesn't just see our flaws. He sees our hearts, our struggles, our desire to turn back to Him. He sees us, and He extends His mercy. Think of the desert, the place where Jesus Himself was tempted. It's a place of hardship, of dryness, of vulnerability. But it's also a place where we can encounter God in a profound way. Just as the Israelites found God's provision in the desert, we too can find His grace and mercy in our own desert moments. God's mercy is not a reward for our good behavior. It's a gift, freely given. It's a reminder that we are loved even when we feel unlovable. It's the assurance that we never truly are alone. Please take time to consider God's mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. This week, take a moment each day to reflect further on God's mercy in your life. Remember a time when you felt His grace, a moment when you experienced His forgiveness. Write it down in a journal, or simply hold it in your heart. Then extend that same mercy to someone else. Offer a kind word, a forgiving gesture, a listening ear. Remember, we are called to be vessels of God's mercy in the world. I would also invite you to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet and think of the mercy that God offers you in that prayer, and then take that mercy into the world. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, thank you for your steadfast love that never fails. Thank you for meeting us in our deserts, for offering us your forgiveness, for reminding us of your boundless mercy. Help us to trust in your love, especially during challenging times. Fill our hearts with gratitude for your grace and empower us to share the same mercy with others. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. My friends, thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.